Joining us on the line right now is the superintendent of the Peace River School Division, Mr. Paul Bennett. First off, Mr. Bennett, thank you for taking the time to chat today.
You're kindly welcome.
Great. So I guess the first question is that yesterday Education Minister Adriana LaGrange and the government announced that they're going to go with Scenario 1 in reopening schools, which basically calls for a near resumption of what it was like before. What overall are your thoughts on that?
Certainly, I really appreciate that a decision had to be made, and the fact that it is made at this time gives all of us, students, parents, staff, time to try to comprehend what we are going to be facing. We do have a Scenario 1 plan out there, circulated amongst our stakeholders, and we are certainly looking forward to trying to use that as a guideline to prepare for instruction in the fall here as best we can, maximizing student, staff, health and wellness and safety on a go-forward basis. So I think we need to get back to some type of normal operations for our schools. So from that perspective, I look forward to the future being back in school.
Now, I guess it's a little early to know, but in terms of costs, obviously in terms of cleaning, sanitizing, preparations to keep students, staff, and visitors to any of the Peace River School Division schools safe, there's obviously going to be an increased cost on that. Are you aware if the province is going to be providing any additional money to school divisions or school boards on that, or are the divisions likely going to have to do things on their own, maybe reach into their reserves or come up with different options on that?
Yeah, so basically that was somewhat unclear as I listened to the minister's deliberation on that yesterday. She did talk about $120 million, new dollars that would be kind of available, but it wasn't kind of clear. Normally, as a superintendent and our secretary treasurer, we would get specific information from government on that. So it's kind of up in the air right now. I can tell you that what we're looking at in Peace River School Division, as best we can tell, we're probably looking at around about $500,000 more of funding that will be required in order to ensure that our schools and our buses are, up to the challenge of moving forward under this Scenario 1. So yet to be clarified, Kenny, in terms of what monies will be available to the school jurisdiction. At any rate, we have to make a commitment to do what we have to do, and we'll then worry a bit later as to how we're going to offset the increased expenditure.
Okay, so that's a pretty big price tag. But in saying that as well, what are the reactions, at least that you've maybe heard or the school divisions heard from parents, teachers, students? Are they looking forward to return to school? Is there some concern overall? What are the thoughts you're hearing?
Okay, so let's go back a little bit. When we did our surveys some months ago, particularly with parents and students, there was an overwhelming response that parents and students wanted students to return to classrooms. I think in the overall long the broad strokes here, I think people want to see kids back in school. I know that is our wish as a school division for sure. Recently, in the last few hours on social media, we've had some people voice some concerns. We've taken some calls here at our school division. I do believe our trustees are probably hearing from some parents as well. So there is some anxiety over, how we are going to be dealing with situations as they unfold. I think particularly, Kenny, because there's been a bit of spike in the numbers of cases in this province in recent days, and now yesterday's announcement being made, kind of right in the midst of that, I think that's, certainly increased the anxiety in our division. So, yes, I am hearing some levels of concern, and we are available to take phone calls and to respond through social media on those responses. I think my main message is that along with government, we all have to be in this together. I said to someone today, you know, it's the commencement of my 32nd year in education. I never ever dealt with a situation like this, never ever would have dreamed that I would be dealing with a situation like this. But you know what? Here we are. We are dealing with it. And I must say that our parents, our students, and our staff have been amazing up to this point in terms of dealing with this. People understand that nobody has all the answers, and I've been gifted with having very, very cooperative people who are working, you know, standing side by side with me to try to make this challenging situation the very best that it can be. And I hope that we can help relay some of the fears that people have, work with our communities, work with our government to make the best of this situation.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess one thing that we saw as well, and this was just because, so this was something that the NDP had said yesterday, is that the government's plan did not announce a cap on classrooms, but didn't give specific guidelines on how far students need to be and things like that. So my question is that even though the provincial government is not putting any caps on classroom sizes, does the school division have the authority to put a cap if they deem it necessary?
So basically, we have to follow the direction of the province, and we're operating under scenario one. We're not able in all cases to ensure that each student is in a desk 2 meters from every other student. We have been working with our school administrators, who in turn have been working with their staffs. We have done some decluttering in situations where we've had tables, we've had to move to desk so that students can be as distanced as much as possible. But no, I mean, people are right when they say we don't have caps on class sizes under scenario one, and nor do we have the resources to add extra classes at this time. So we're concentrating on all of our, you know, hand washing routines, certainly putting a lot more resources. I've just mentioned, you know, over $500,000 into, you know, extra cleaning and sanitization. Certainly, we're looking at making our schools as, you know, so much more clean and sanitized than we would on a normal basis. And we're hoping that that will work well to reduce the amount of transmission that there is in schools. But no, specifically, we are not in a position to guarantee in every single classroom that people will be guaranteed to be 2 meters away from each other person. But in lots of cases, because we have a number of small class sizes, that will not be an issue. But across the division, I could not say for sure that we can guarantee that, Kurt Bunch.
Okay, fair enough. Those are all the questions I have, unless there's something else you'd like that I may have forgotten.
No, I'd just like to say, again, a big thank you to people for working closely together. I mean, that's the great thing about our school division and our communities that we serve. People tend to work together, and it's always been my experience. I think we'll get through the challenging time if we work together, support government's directives in the best way we can. We may not always agree with every directive that comes our way, but we have to, at the end of the day, try to do the best that we can do. Certainly, Peace River School Division Central Office is open from Monday to Thursday each week throughout the summer. And if there are questions, we'll try our best to answer them as they come in, whether that be by telephone, email, or through social media. And I've got lots of good people here supporting me in that cause.
This is Superintendent of the Peace River School Division, Paul Bennett, joining us on the Trending 55 Hot Seat.